You know what I'd really like to do to you today? I'm thinking about one of my favorite fantasies. I'm thinking about making you lose control for me. I don't know why I find that so incredibly sexy. The idea of making a grown man completely lose control. I guess it's a power trip. What can I say? I like the idea of maybe taking you out for lunch somewhere. To somewhere a little bit cozy. A restaurant where they have booths. Maybe in the back of the restaurant so that we could see people. They could see us, but we'd be a little bit in the shadows. So we had some privacy. And then once we were there, and the waitress had taken our order, and we were going to be left to our own devices for a while, I would just slide up nice and close to you and start whispering dirty things in your ear. Things like that I was feeling really horny, and that I think I was pretty wet already. Things about how I loved knowing that you got so turned on for me and that you liked being under my control. Maybe how I knew that you wanted to be my good boy, even if it meant doing something a little bit embarrassing in public. Because there's something about that, isn't there? Something really erotic about just giving in to me, just giving up that control, just allowing yourself to be taken in hand by me. Quite literally, what if I just slid my hand right on top of your thigh? Can you imagine how it would feel? Right on the very top of your thigh over a pair of slacks, just sitting there so innocently until I started inching my fingers over little by little until my hand was resting on top of that hard cock of yours. Or maybe I should really say that hard cock of mine, because it does belong to me. You know that it belongs to me, and you know that you like it that way, don't you? Can you imagine how it would feel if my hand just slowly started gripping that cock on top of your pants, just slowly squeezing rhythmically? I bet your breathing would start speeding up. I bet that you'd start blushing a little bit, your cheeks getting nice and red for me, as I just kept whispering in your ear as I was squeezing that cock, telling you that I knew that you were getting so excited for me and that you couldn't help yourself. And that I knew that underneath your pants and your undies, your cock was just starting to twitch and throb for me and maybe even leak a little bit. I'll bet I could make that cock leak if I just kept teasing you. Maybe took the very tips of my nails and slowly started stroking it on top of that fabric, back and forth, back and forth, and then just squeezing again. Maybe even starting to stroke you a little bit over that fabric, which would start feeling quite thin. I'll bet that fabric would really start feeling like almost nothing at all. Especially with my voice in your ear, with my breasts pressed up against your shoulder, maybe even kissing your neck just a little bit. Oh, it would be so difficult, wouldn't it? Getting so turned on in a public place like that where anybody could see. I mean, I know that it's kind of dark, but still, we could get caught at any time. And doesn't that make it just a little bit hotter, too? Knowing that we might get caught, but knowing that you want to be my good boy and you don't want me to stop, do you? You wouldn't want me to stop touching my cock, would you? Stop stroking it like that? In fact, if I just, well, found your zipper and slowly pulled it down until my fingers were just able to slip right inside there. Can you imagine how that would feel? My fingers just slipping inside your slacks, right on top of those undies, getting closer and closer to that bare cock. and just stroking more and more and more. I'll bet you'd really be leaking then, making a nice little wet spot for me on those undies. Oh, and if I kept doing it, well, I bet that spot might even grow until somebody could even see it on top of your pants. How embarrassing would that be if you left the restaurant and everybody could see that you had this wet spot right on the front of your pants because you just couldn't control yourself. You just had so many urges and I'd just driven you a little bit crazy. Made you so needy right there. Oh, made you so horny. I have to admit, it would be a big turn on for me. In fact, what if I even told you that I'd had it planned and that I was so turned on that if you just put your hand underneath my skirt, you'd find that I wasn't wearing any panties. That's right, that my pussy was totally bare and wet and eager, and that I wanted you to I wanted you to touch my clit. I wanted you to touch my pussy with those fingers of yours while I was just slowly stroking you closer and closer to coming. That the closer that you got to coming in that restaurant, being so turned on that you might just lose control. You might just come right there in your pants, right in the restaurant. That the closer you got to that, the more turned on I got. The wetter I got, the closer I got to coming. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't you like to make me come? Wouldn't you like to hear me moan in your ear as I came, just from your fingers teasing my clit? Even if it meant that you were getting dangerously close to having an orgasm right there in your pants. But unlike me, of course, if you came, well, everybody would really know, wouldn't they? You'd make a big mess right in your pants for me, wouldn't you? And yet, I find that so fucking sexy. The idea that you'd be so embarrassed. The idea that you'd completely lose control for me. That you'd be so twitchy, so throbby, that all of that pre-com would be leaking out all over the head of my cock, that you just couldn't control yourself. Why, it makes me so fucking wet, so fucking turned on to know that I have that kind of power over you. Do you like that idea? That I'd have that kind of power over you? That it would turn me on to have that kind of power over you? That you just couldn't resist me? I mean, you could always tell me to stop, but you don't really want me to stop, do you? You want me to keep going. You want me to find that little slit in your undies and stick my hand under there so that I can really stroke my cock, so that I can feel that bare skin on my fingers, bare flesh on flesh, just stroking, teasing, getting you closer and closer, getting me more and more horny. Oh, feeling my pussy clamp down on your fingers as I get you closer and closer to coming, telling you that I know that you can't resist me, that I know that you want to come for me, baby, that I know you want to make a big mess in those pants right there in the restaurant, and that you'd better do it soon because we don't want the waitress to come back. We don't want anybody to see, do we? Your cheeks getting redder and redder, your breathing getting harder and harder, my cock getting harder and harder until, oh, you know that it's going to happen. You know that you can't resist, especially when you feel me really start to squeeze on those fingers, and you can tell that I'm coming on you, I'm coming on those fingers, and you just have to give in, and you can feel it all just spurt out, can't you? Oh, right into your undies, right into your pants. Oh, making such a mess and so fucking hot. And it's so embarrassing at the same time. And you just can't stop. And fuck, it's so fucking sexy. Be my good boy. Get it all out and make a big mess for me. Oh, such a good, good, obedient boy. Turns me on so fucking much to make you feel so helpless and needy and wanting. And I just can't wait to do it to you again and again and again.